Hey, it's ringing.
Hello.
Hey, Robert. This is Tyler from
Hi.
Metro Splash. We got disconnected somehow.
Yeah, my phone. So my phone is on this charge. It's slowly dying on this charger. Mm-hmm. So I've got to, like, because I'm also running the GPS, and I've got to, like, it'll just slowly die unless one of them's not running, and then it'll slowly charge. But that's kind of what happened, and it just got disconnected, but I waited for it to charge up again. But yeah, so I think I'm good, but if it dies again, then
okay. Yeah. Well, I'll try to get this done quickly here so it doesn't die on us again. But I did send you over my contact information via text message and via so that way you have it just in case. Okay.
Oh, perfect. Yeah.
Okay. And then when we got disconnected, I was actually just verifying some business information. We got disconnected when after you told me the hours of operation. You told me it was 10 to 6, or I'm sorry, 8 to 6 Monday through Friday and 10 to 3 on Saturday, right?
Yep.
Okay, and then what are your methods of payments? How are you able to accept your payments from your clients?
So I have like a merchant Venmo account. I have a PayPal. I signed up to Square, but it's not entirely set up yet. It's literally been through like checks, in cash and, through like there, I've had like, 10, at least 10 different clients that did, my merchant Venmo account. So that's another way. But, yeah, it's mostly just been, like, people mailing in their check, like, a week or two after I do it.
Okay. All righty. And then if you ever want to add anything into, like, as a method of payment or add anything into the account, you can always add or change anything on the account. You just got to let us know that you want to change, and we can make that adjustment for you immediately. Okay.
Yeah, that's what I plan to add on, like, a car to be able to pay on the website, and that's what Angie was actually going to help me with, but I just haven't done it yet.
Well, that's something that we can do for you as well. There's the website that we built for you that I told you about earlier has a payment integration service that's built into it. That way they can pay you while you're on the go through the website.
Okay, oh, so yeah. That'd be cool to have.
Yeah, absolutely. That way you can kind of get your payments on the go and everything like that, and it's not inconvenient for you.
Yeah.
And then also, Robert, did you have any other forms of media out there, like social media-wise, like Instagram, Facebook, anything like that?
Yeah, I do have a Facebook page, but I haven't completed it yet, so I don't want to put it on there just yet.
Understood. Okay. All righty. And then also, if we would have to get a hold of you, Robert, in regards to the account that you have with us, how would you prefer us to reach you? Would you prefer a phone call, a text message, or an email?
You could try phone call first, and then if I don't answer, then leave a message and text or email after that. But yeah, I'd say phone call is good.
Okay, we'll send you a phone call first if you need to get hold of you. But what I'm doing right now, so you have it for your records, is I'm sending you over an email. The email is going to fall into your inbox labeled client support. Inside of the email, you have two forms of contact. At the top of the email, you have client support's number. That way, each and every time you try to call into the office, you can reach a live agent each and every time. And then at the very bottom, you'll have my phone number as well. That way you can reach me as well. But if I don't answer, please leave me a voicemail. The only time I don't answer is if I'm talking to another client like I'm talking to you right now, or I'm away from my desk for some reason. Okay, so leave me a voicemail, and I'll get back to you promptly. And then also, and it does show me the email did send over to you successfully. Now, Robert, the last thing that we would need to do here, in order for us to be able to secure the listing and actually start the programming itself, that would be securing the listing at the discounted rate of $249. In order to secure that today, what's going to work best for your company? Are you going to be utilizing a debit card or credit card? What works best for your business?
In terms of, like, payment?
Correct.
Oh, yeah. I can probably do, Yeah, I'll do debit card. Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, now does the debit card read with your name on it and the business name, or does it just have one or the other?
Just my name.
Just your name? Okay. And then normally the cards, they read with a code on the front of it. Normally they're about 16 digits long. If you want to start it from the left to the right, I'll repeat those numbers back to you for accuracy whenever you're ready.
Yeah. All right. Hold on.
Yeah, take your time.
I know the first one's 5510.
What was that?
The first four are 5510.
Okay.
And then 7211.
All right.
Hold on, let me find it now.
Of course.
Okay, all right, here, all right, now, okay, 9371.
Okay.
3099.
3099. And the expiration month and year?
0425.
And the little code that's on the back.
501.
Okay, and then we use what we call a VeriSign Secure Merchant Processing Server over here, Robert. So what that means is the card is coded out. It only shows the last four digits. But before I do code out the card, I just want to make sure that I do have everything accurate here. So I do have a MasterCard starting with a 5510-7211-9371. 3099?
Yep.
And April 25 and 501?
Yep.
Is that card connected to the 475 Pleasant Street address?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. All right, and then what I'm doing right now, Robert, is I'm putting together your package, but what I'm also going to be doing while I do that is going over a voice verification that goes over the service agreement. Now, if there's a question on here that you want me to rephrase, just stop me right then and there, and I'll rephrase that question a different way. That way you have a firm understanding of what it asks you, but it is pretty self-explanatory. But it reads as follows, Robert. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call, it will be recorded for quality assurance. It also outlined the service agreement with Local Splash, and it's also an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, will you please state the name of your business?
It's just my name, Robert Stevens.
Thank you very much. And please state your name and title within the business.
Robert Stevens, and owner.
Thank you very much. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Am I? Oh, yeah.
Okay, thank you. And you are an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yep.
All right, thank you. And to get results as fast as possible, Robert, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Please, now, as a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive phone calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash, but would you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company, Local Splash, specifically?
Say that again.
Okay, so basically, if we need to get a hold of you, would you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company, Local Splash, specifically?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, thank you. And in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, would you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
I don't have any now.
Okay, gotcha. Well, if you happen to, what that question is asking is, if another company calls you and they offer you some other form of marketing or advertising, to make sure that you don't double pay for a service that we may already be providing for you over here that they're calling for. So before moving forward with any other companies, before doing that, we just ask for a phone call, before moving forward with that other company so we can make sure you don't double pay for a service.
Oh yeah, sure. Okay.
Okay, perfect. And your payment for the initial term and account setup, that's going to be charged today's date. That's going to be May 12, 2022. It's going to be ran in the discounted non-refundable amount of just $249. When the second month term is completed, your agreement would normally automatically renew the following month on the same day of the 12th, but it would also renew in that same discounted amount of $249. That rate will never go up on you, Robert. But you may discontinue the agreement at any time by contacting client support to prevent charges for the next month of service. We would just ask that you contact client support at least 3 business days before the next billing would be due. Do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yeah.
All right, so that does conclude the voice verification, Robert. I'm having my finance team run the 249. As soon as that does go through, you're going to be getting a confirmation email sent over to you from the system showing you that 249 came out of your account. It's going to be sent over to you in the form of an email. Okay?
Okay.
And then while I wait for that confirmation, well, we do have to conduct what we call a client interview with you today. Now, I wouldn't be able to – that's when you actually sit down with our certified technicians. They go over the keyword content, service areas that we're going to be programming to work in, and also going over a small testimonial in regards to the company to make sure that we represent you properly. Okay? Now, unfortunately, I can't get you in today. My technicians, they are all booked out until the rest of the day, but I can get you in tomorrow. I'm not sure what your schedule looks like, Robert. Right now, I believe it's around 1:48, right?
It's,
Okay, so if it's if it's around... Go ahead, I'm listening.
That?
Go ahead, I'm listening.
Oh, yeah, I was just going to say, I mean, I've got something tomorrow, 7 to 9 at night. Other than that, I mean, I should be able to just take a call all day.
Yeah, it's just a phone interview. You don't need to be around a computer or anything like that. It's just a phone interview. Okay.
Oh, perfect. All right, yeah, so I should be good anytime, really.
Okay, so let me go ahead. How does, just to kind of clarify the time, how does 10 a.m. sound?
10 a.m., Yeah, 10 a.m.
I have afternoon available for you as well if that works best for you. I do have like I have a four. Go ahead.
I was gonna say noon, but yeah, what do you have?
Well, I do have a 1 o'clock available, and I do have a 2 o'clock available, and then I have a 4 o'clock and a 5 o'clock.
Okay. All right. I will do. Yeah, I can do the 1 o'clock, yeah.
All right, let's go ahead and program you into the 1 o'clock slot. Just give me 1 second here. Spots fill it very quickly here, so I want to make sure that I get you in there. And then I always clarify the number that they're going to be giving you a call on. So they'll be giving you a call on the number that we're speaking on, the 781 area code, 299-4634.
Yep.
And I'm also going to be sending you over a calendar invite via email as well. I'll let you know as soon as I get that sent over to you. Oops. And I also want to be the first one to welcome you aboard the Local Splash team. The payment did go through, and what we're going to do is strive 1 month at a time to make sure this becomes a long-term marketing solution for your company. Okay, I'm excited for you. It's definitely going to be a profitable service for you, Robert. Now, are you able to pull up your emails while I have you on the line or your text messages?
I can do text messages, yeah.
Okay, so you should have a text message that's sent over to you from us that said a copy of your invoice has been sent to your email. Please click here to accept the subscription terms. You see where it says that?
No, I'm not on my email. I'm just on the text.
Correct. On the text messages, it should say a copy of your email has been sent over to your. Or a copy of your invoice has been sent over to your email. You don't have that text message yet?
Not quite, no. Not yet.
Okay, let me go ahead and give me 1 second here. Okay. So that's on the way, a chosen processing. So basically, it's going to say, Robert, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file, and it would say, please click here to accept the subscription terms. So basically, when you receive that or you're able to go into your email, it's three steps that you got to follow. It says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. You click that little link. That's going to show you the services that are included within the whole package. And then at the very bottom, it asks for a DocuSign signature box. So you would sign Robert Stevens. And then once you confirm it, it will take you to another page that says Local Splash username and password. Okay, so try to get that done before the client interview takes place tomorrow. It just speeds up the process a little bit quicker. And then also, Robert, if you have any other questions, comments or concerns, please feel free to call in. We want to make sure that this is working for you. But I do want to ask, before my agents give you a call tomorrow and we disconnect, did you have any other questions that I can answer or clarify for you in the meantime?
No, I do not. I'm all set, and I'll talk to those guys tomorrow.
Absolutely. We look forward to working with you, Robert. Like I said, just wait for that call tomorrow, and we will get the rest of this ball rolling for you. All righty?
Thank you so much for everything you did, yeah?
Absolutely. Thanks for your time, Robert, and you have a great rest of your day.
Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.